just for one day. Yes, we can be heroes for one day. A little David Bowie for you there. And the report. That was J.J. DeGracius. Hopefully, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. And if I'm not, boy, I'm sorry. I apologize. We hope to have him on weekly. He's got some really good insight. He knows a lot of people in Toronto, and he's around a lot for the different shows.
And one of the things I love about Joseph, he's like me. He's not your typical leather person, kingster, whatever. He doesn't fit the mold, and he pushes the boundaries, and I love that because it makes you think. And that's what it's about. Leather fetish comes in all shapes and size and different levels. And Joseph is the perfect example of that. I mean, Joseph, I'm not sure exactly what his nationality is, but he is...
Cocksucking?
Well, that. Sexual.
Well, sorry, Joseph.
Yeah, you would know out of that, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't know anything
yes,
about that.
Yes, an event. Yes, Steamworks.
No,
yeah, Joseph, Master Noel, cock, suck mouth.
Don't know that yeah. I heard this story, Master.
Mm-hmm. Good time.
Well,
good times.
Anyways. All right. So we still got a bunch of people in the chat room. This is me getting right off the topic.
Is that what you meant by when you said you put him down?
No. He hit me. He had this headgear thing on at this event. And he kept turning, and I kept ducking. And the one time he caught me with it, and I got so pissed off, I just grabbed him by the neck and just slammed him to the floor. And I just was, and all these cameras came out, and people were taking pictures. It was just like, stay there, Joseph. This is good.
If you go on his website or even Northbound Leather's past event, you will know who Joseph is. He's the one that stands out because he will have a headdress, a unicorn's headpiece on, or whatever on. But something we want to clear up in the chat room. You know, everybody's saying, Boy Neil, you know, sorry about your loss and so forth. Boy Neil didn't actually lose somebody. He didn't know the individual. But still, John and Phil, like I said, were the original owner of the point. And John has passed away now. I think it's
been
about 4 years now. I could be off by 1 year. And a lot of his leather were put aside and kept in incredible conditions. And I mean, the one leather jacket just looks like it just came out of the rack, but it's been worn just at the right places, so it's broken in, it's perfect. And Boy Neil, I'm sorry, but we're going to be boring it. Just saying, you know, it's part of the family. But anyway, in tradition of the old guard and new guard, a lot of times a member of your family, your leather should always be, yes, you go buy some stuff, but tradition is that leather should be given to you or passed down to you. My first surcap was given to me when I was 18 years old from somebody who I had spent one weekend, 11 and a half days with, which was the most intriguing, interesting event of my life that really changed the person I am today and why I am a leather sir. And my sir gave me this in a box and said, you're far away from being ready, but keep that because I know that someday you will make me proud.
Well, you have cried more in the last 2 hours, Mark.
Who needs bloody Barbara Walters and Oprah, you know? But anyway, and leather, it's amazing. Certain things will bring up emotions and feeling and great memories. And that's what it's about. Boy Neil was given a few items tonight. He never met the individual, but I will make sure...
You'll make sure that he learns of the person of leather,
you know,
that he's wearing.
And you learn that the man that was the person who had those items, how great this guy was, and crazy, crazy fucker.
All right, you know what, now that we're talking about this, we have discussed you doing maybe an hour show before this one on a Sunday, which would make things easier. I'll produce that, and then you can sit over in the producer's chair with us and take a little bit off me so we can concentrate more on the conversations and stuff. So what I'm thinking that for the show, and it's kind of what I've been toting it as, because you weren't here for the first hour, was that it's kind of for boys by boys or for submissives more so, where, you know, like there's a lot of questions that sometimes a submissive isn't real comfortable, you know, talking to their sir about, or just he doesn't know how to ask. So I've discussed how you're mentoring boy Alex to a certain extent, and how much you enjoy doing that, yes?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And how you have expressed many, many times to me that you would love to share your experiences and share whom you are as an individual to help others. So that's the opportunity that we want you to have when you do the show. So I want you to talk a little bit about yourself.
Explain.
we kind of did a bit of an introduction of ourselves when we first started the show. Go ahead and do the same.
Well, and I guess one of the reasons I have the interest or whatever is there seems to be a lot of out there what I kind of was for the majority of my life, which was, lack of any other term to use, kind of a lost boy. I mean, when you know you're a boy and you know it your whole life, but you don't know how to act on it, how to be treated, how to expect to be treated.
Did you understand what the term was at that point? Like, was
no,
it a feeling?
But it's a feeling is okay. What it is. So I mean, you know you're submissive, but that's as far as it goes. But being a boy is more than just being submissive, I feel.
Okay, what's a boy?
A boy is someone who lives by trust, honor, and respect. Or dignity, honor, and respect, always. And being submissive is just a natural position, a natural place to be. It's not demeaning, it's not demoralizing, it's just who you are. And in my experiences in life and all, and especially since I've come to the full realization of who I am, I get a lot of people asking and wanting to know what it's all about. And a lot of them, I laugh because I can get into a chat room and a lot of them be like, well, I'm a boy. Oh, really? What do you think makes you a boy? And they have absolutely no clue what it is. Or the worst is, when I started getting involved with the BDSM community, I thought I was possibly a slave. I didn't even know what a boy was. And then I had some masters and sirs try to tell me I was a slave. And it never worked and was never comfortable for me because I'm not a slave. I'm not comfortable not having responsibility, not helping to make decisions in my life, where a slave's position is to be told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And that's just not who I am. So it'll just be a place we can talk and discuss that, the whole concepts of being a boy or a slave or submissive.
You know what I found being one of the biggest questions, or not biggest questions, one of the biggest, not knowing, like, I mean, a few of the pups have had it, and I think one of the boys has had it, and I mean, I know this is going to be really, really left field, but it's how to clean themselves the first time, like, to be able to, like, because it's like, well, if you, you're gonna be a boy, you need to be fresh and tidy for your sir all of the time. And it's funny because I mean, pup Ace, oh, I shouldn't have said that. It doesn't really matter, the pup knows. And it was like the first time, literally, I kind of had to walk him step by step through it, and it was kind of like, there's nothing to be ashamed, there's nothing wrong, you know what I mean? It's like everybody's so uncomfortable with that whole thing.
But even that has nothing to do with being just a boy.
Well, no, I know. But he's saying,
that has to do with anal sex.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying, but this, like, stuff like that would be perfect. Like, they can come to you. I mean, even, I mean, if you want to ask a question of Boy Neil, it's very, very simple. It's boyneil@houseofmnsn.com. And I mean, those are the kind of questions, like, that's the help that you can give. I mean, I know as a, it sounds, when you're first coming, Sir Mark, I didn't know that the first time around. You know that. I was like,
I know.
You want me to what? Are you fucking crazy?
And then I
Fuck
looked it
you.
Up. Someone said it, and then I looked it up. I forget who
and,
it was.
And that's the thing, you know, this show is about all kinds of education.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to be judged, and we're going to talk and make fun of ourselves, our own experience. What happened to us the first time we douched? And then you thought you were ready, and surprise! And just so you know, if you're not ready properly, and I get a surprise, that's it. Mm. We're done. The party, the scene is over. And that is one thing I am not into. Blood and scat, sorry.
No blood.
That's not my, nope.
So does okay, I'm going to jump in here then. So does it bother you when I'm using the brush and that, and I break skin either with a whip on the slave? That, because there's blood there.
Do you see me staring at it?
Well, no, but you don't.
Are you doing it to me? No, that's not my thing.
I understand.
I don't, and I understand that's the slave's thing and your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do I like seeing it? No, because of other reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay with that.
So, I mean, even here at the House of MNSM, not everybody likes everything, but we do agree to disagree. Everybody has their different kinks, and everybody can enjoy them as long as they're safe. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. I want to talk about that dude that, like, freaking jumped from the stratosphere. That's just fucking awesome. He did it today.
Crazy.
All right. Yeah, you're listening to the House of MNSM. Right back.